Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot, you know, again, I think there were some changes made so you could actually watch live, listen live right there on the front page. If there's something you want to do, do it. You know, it's got a live chat room. You get involved with people that are smarter than I am. Guaranteed money. But you got to, you know, again, you do have to get involved. And the way you do that is you got to get informed, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I can't even keep up with you on the stories you guys are sending. How many of you even know what the Farmer's Almanac is? they have been pretty on it for decades. I'd even say hundreds of years. I mean, they've been pretty on. They make all kinds of predictions. They give you all kinds of information. They were used, you know, originally, they were used, farmers used them to kind of figure out, you know, what they needed for crops, how they needed to treat the ground. I gave them all that information, if you would. And when you think about it, oh, well, let me see. Oh, thank you. See, you guys are so fast. So, the Farmer's Almanac is an annual American periodical that's been in continuous publication since 1818. Right? It was published by George Lewiston. He was a Maine farmer. And they did long-range weather predictions so that you could understand, you know, again, it was all about knowing when to plant certain things, knowing what the weather forecasts were going to be, fishing, full moons, garden, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And they're not 51%. They're like 90% right. Look them up. Look up the predictions that they've made, right? Where our people, with all their technology, they only look up, like, what is it, 5 days, 6 days? In most cases, these guys look out weeks, maybe even months, a couple times a year. They declared that parts of the U.S. are going to be a hibernation zone with some major snowfall this winter. I don't know how true that is. I don't know how right on they are. But again, you know, we're all boiling here. It's all 100 and some odd degrees. And the almanac is saying, nah, wait a minute. You may not, don't worry about it. This isn't going to keep going this way. Now, this is an annual forecast of theirs. They're hinting at a particularly harsh winter across most of the north. But in fact, when you meteorologists, it's hard to say, hey. Forecast declares that much of the upper Midwest is in a hibernation mode with glacial snow-filled winter ahead. Right? Breaking more records. Okay, so what? I mean, we break records on a regular basis. Why does anybody even think this is such a big deal anymore? Right? Now, temperatures wouldn't be that cold if the north in the Northeast. The Almanac is predicting significant shivers there. But the meteorologist is saying, hey, you know what? Maybe not so much. Right? They're disagreeing with them big time. They think we're still in for a mild winter with a lot of heat. So what I'm going to say is, any way you cut it, no matter who you want to believe, make sure your air conditioner and heater are working properly. What do you think? I'm just saying. Oh, CNN's in trouble again, but not for the things that you think they're in trouble for. Right? They've got ratings that are plummeting. Their profits are taking a nosedive. And I don't know, again, they should probably sell, maybe they should sell CNN to China, right? Everything China touches makes money or something. New York Times published a report Tuesday highlighting the recent moves of CNN. Networks on pace to drop below $1 billion in profit for the first time in years. They were so heck-bent on going after Trump, solely focused on Trump. Trump was it. That was it. That they didn't really report any news. Now, 3 months in Mr. Licht's tenure, the new, I guess he's the CEO, president of CNN, the network is facing some big questions about how it can continue to expand its business. Right? With it, that sad attempt of a streaming service is now dead. I don't know, what did they think they were going to pull off with that? Late to the game, they had mediocre players. They were already blowing it on television and cable. And they thought that was going to fix or something. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
Upside. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Come to your host.
When marimba
always a pleasure to have you. 5-5-6-3-2-5-5-6-3. Seriously, we're talking about the CNN's soon-to-be demise. I don't know the way to put it. Let's go to the phone. Ed from Washington. Ed, always a pleasure to hear from you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for letting me on. This whole thing that's going on with our country now, the only way, in my uneducated opinion, is that excluding the tribal and clan mentality and people justifying what they're doing, either criminal or not, more people are going to have to be affected either psychologically or financially before they will start recognizing what's being done and turn on these events. And that goes for Democrats as well as Republicans. Unfortunately, those people that are suffering the most are going to be suffering more until the people that are more well off than they are start running into the same problems that already exist for the poorest of the poor. And once that gets to a tipping point, then it'll be changed over quickly, whether you're part of the clan that supports it, because then you'll recognize the fact that you are in jeopardy. That's one reason why this is going on, is because these people in the government, they haven't lost their jobs. They haven't been financially harmed.
Nope.
And that's pretty much the only way you're going to start turning this around, is having monumental people, the sympathetic ones, they'll always be there. They'll, you know, they'll make changes. But the only way it's going to really turn around is to remove the fact that they are shielded away from what they've been doing. Once it starts happening to them, it becomes more personable, and it may not be financial that they said, but maybe a loved one or something that is being put into jeopardy. But after that, then we'll start getting back to doing the right thing.
Well, Ed, you give people a lot of credit. I mean, look, I'm not making fun of everybody, but remember, these are the same people that voted for Obama twice. They voted for Joe Biden too.
Well, the reason why they did that was for all selfish reasons. See, because of the fact, none of it had to do with common sense logic. It had to do with biases and the Klan mentality of sticking with your group or sticking with your team or all that type of, or your own gang. All of that mentality comes into play, and there's so many variables on why, but it gets down to basically justifying what you're doing with groups of people of like-minded, not necessarily complete like-mindedness, but a clan mentality, because you want to be with a group that supports, and you need to support them whether you doubt it or not. So what we need to do is to wither away at that clan mentality, and having them come under some realization that it's happening to them as well, and then they'll start to be able to turn around and do the right thing, whether it's psychological or financial, that how they're affected. But then they'll start looking, well, because they're selfish. They'll, it's happening to me now, because now I'm going to lose my job, or I can't buy what I want, or people I know of, I'm hurting because of this. That will remove that clanism. You can use that. There's at least 100 different reasons why people do things. Mainly it's psychological. But the whole point is simplistically is a determination to prove what you're doing, right or wrong, is correct for your particular incident. Once you remove that barrier, then they'll start to have changes. They may not lock it, but they'll do it for all sorts of various reasons, mainly because it affects them.
Yep. Hey, Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you listening.
Bye.
You know, he's got a lot of stuff to unpack there, but the reality is that I've been saying this for, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, back in the days of Obama, I kept saying the same thing. I said, look, guys, you have a problem. He made people, or helped to make people, so dependent on the government, you couldn't vote for anybody but him or people like him. Right? I mean, seriously. You go into that booth. I don't care if you're a staunch conservative. You go into that booth. The economy was hurting. People were out of jobs. Houses were being foreclosed upon. And now you have this chance to go in and change things. You get a real shot at bringing somebody else in. But you know that if you cast the vote, I'll say the proper way, you vote for a president that will uphold the Constitution, you're going to lose that check. You're going to lose that government aid. You're going to lose that 92 weeks of unemployment, whatever it was. I don't even know. And you're going to do that because you want to feed your family. You don't want them to go hungry. So now you've started to create, depending on that we hadn't before, but now you're really starting to create a dependence on government that goes across all lines. Right? Another government says to you, okay, we can start I don't know, easing off this will start allowing people to step up and reopen their businesses and not be under, you know, the thumb of the government. Oh, and then we have, what's it called? COVID. Yeah. Then we have to shut everybody down because we're going to lose 2 million people in 1 year. Right? Think about it. You're going to lose 2 million people to COVID in 1 year. That's what we were told over and over and over again. Fauci. Did we lose 2 million people in a year? Now, I'm not suggesting any loss of life is okay. Not by any stretch. But did we lose 2 million people in a year? No, they lied to us again. It's like they always do. And I think this time they actually pushed it as much as they could to see how much we would put up with. To see how much we would allow them to get away with. Right? So, again, you have your kids in the government school. The government is teaching them what they want them to believe. What they want them to believe is truth. You're stuck. You're dependent on them to a big degree. You can't afford the health care. I mean, daycare. Public schools are quote-unquote free. They're not free. Right? You, for all intents and purposes, the vast majority of us are slaves to the federal government and the government around you. You are depending on them for some kind of service, some kind of need. So when you go into the voter booth, sometimes it's very hard. I mean, some people, they can't afford health care for their kids, right? And now you're getting state aid for health care. They got a job and everything. In California, they have something called, I think it's called Kid Care or something like that, where they will, you can pay a very, very, very small amount of money, and they will issue you an insurance policy for your child. Who doesn't want to take care of kids? But who does it make you dependent on? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The National Weather Service has confirmed roughly 14 to 16 inches of rain fell in a four-day period in some areas of eastern Kentucky. That rainfall left behind flooding that Governor Andy Beshear confirms claimed the lives of at least 37 people. Beshear also said that more extreme weather is of concern.
We're tracking the possibility for additional thunderstorms on Thursday, though right now I don't think that there is an expectation that that would be severe rain, but we are always concerned.
A grieving father erupted in anger Tuesday as he gave a heart-rending victim impact statement at the penalty trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz, who slaughtered 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Cruz, 23, pled guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder for the mass shooting on February 14th of 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I don't know. I'm getting, some of you guys are sending me stories about the we're in a recession, we're not in a recession. We're in a recession, period. It's going to get worse. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's going to get worse, period. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I don't know if you heard this. The 80-year-old California liquor store owner, Craig Koop, He talked how he fended off robbers in his store with a shotgun. But he was irritated, not, well, because he had to shoot somebody to save his own life, but because he said, look at these leaders, they need to get into gear and protect us. They're not doing anything to protect us. He says, you know, it's not my job to get them into gear. We know who they are. There are people in Sacramento that have the ability to fix this. But we're going downhill fast, so we may not be able to come back up. This is an 80-year-old store. And he got a little liquor store, a little corner store. Probably just paid his mortgage. Happy to be here. You know, happy to have his own little business here in America. Yes, live the American dream. Right? And he's paying taxes. I mean, are we paying taxes so we can send our money overseas? Are we paying taxes so that we can pay for abortions everywhere on the planet? No. Those taxes are supposed to be going to fixing our roads, educating our children properly. It's just amazing. And again, I'm told you guys, I met with some pastors the other day. I'm always the life of the party. Because I just came out and said, The problem here is you guys, and not you directly, but pastors. You go back to the history of this country. You go back to how we made things change. It was the churches. Some of you don't want to hear that. You're atheists and you get mad when I talk like this. But it's a historical fact. The men and women in a community came together in the churches for the most part. The pastors were preaching about having your rights from God, having your liberties from God. And then after the service on Sunday, these guys used to eat, take up arms, and go take back their communities. They went out and fought for independence. So the pastors were leading this. They were pushing it. They were on it. And now what are they doing? Nothing. Not all of them. Don't get me wrong. But the flip has gone from 90% of these pastors doing something to 90% of them not doing something. So now you got pastors that are out there. Now they're talking about it. But I told these guys, look, do you talk about abortion? Do you talk about same-sex marriage? Do you talk about rights and liberties? What are you talking about in the church? Are we down to that whole, Jesus loves you, my brother. He died for you. Okay, I know that. I got that. Got that down. Now what? Jesus told them to go teach. Go preach and teach everything he taught them. Do you think the only thing that Jesus taught them about heaven and hell? He taught them about money. He taught them about marriage. He taught them on how to treat other people. How to stand up for yourself. He taught them all of that. But you pastors that are listening to me now getting irritated? He taught them about all of that. Why aren't you? Why aren't you doing what your Lord and Savior told you to do? Just asking. I mean, it's hilarious. And you have people all the time. Christians that will back away from this stuff. Oh, no, that's what you have all the politics. Okay. I don't know what Bible you're reading, either one I read, but okay. Are you supposed to be all politics all the time? No, not at all. Not even suggesting it. Anyhow, before I got off on a tangent, we were talking about the demise of CNN. I know the funny thing about this, again, I have to say it, Trump was right. You know, this misery, this nasty hate feeds off itself. Now, CNN's viewership took a nosedive since former President Donald Trump left office. Well, they got nobody to pick on anymore. They can't pick on Joey B. That's their patron saint. Ratings are down from their Trump-era heights across cable news, but declines in CNN are really pronounced. They're really down. So, Trump was right. He said, when I'm gone, they're going to have nothing to talk about. Because they don't really care about the news. They haven't for quite some time. They were running, think about this. They were running stories against him or about Trump or how bad he was and how much they hated him. Since the day he got in office, 7/24, they really never talked about anything else but big bad Trump. I love it. I think it's great. One Wells Fargo analyst told the New York Times that CNN's declining ratings is especially concerning for the network because those traditional TV advertisers make spending decisions. They want to know who your audience size is, what your audience size is. So if you know that CNN's taking a nosedive, they're not going to get much there, are they? Trust in the media is at a record low right now. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. Only 11% of respondents had a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the industry. Really? I don't even believe that number. I can't believe it's even that high. Because that would mean Congress had they approved of Congress at a higher rate. It took a nosedive by 5% last year. Conservative critics have long accused the mainstream media of liberal bias. And you point to the recent stories in the mainstream. Look, the debunked Steele dossier. Have you heard about that anywhere? No, of course not. Right, when you talk about Black Lives Matter, you haven't heard about the in mainstream media, you haven't heard about what their founders are doing either, have you? And you won't. They can't let that get out. Are you serious? This would be like a mega problem for these guys. Now, Josh Riley is an attorney and former Capitol Hill staffer. Right, he's running for New York's 19th district. He criticized the talking points coming out on the Democrat Party leadership in Washington. He said, these people are out of touch. This is not news, Josh. He said, they're losing all credibility. No, they've lost all credibility. It's just the problem is, over the years, the Dems have done a great job of scaring the bejesus out of their people when it comes to Republican. You know, Republicans. Right? I mean, just think about something. The people, on a certain side of the aisle said the reversal of Roe versus Wade was unconstitutional. So they claimed that the 9 SCOTUS judges, justices, don't know the Constitution. Now, I would agree with them to a point. But the dissenting decision was not necessarily about it being unconstitutional, which is what the only, when SCOTUS writes an opinion, it should always only be based on the Constitution and not what some other judge did in some other country or some other lower court. It should be strictly about how it lines up to the Constitution and what that says. I am tired of hearing about, you know, Republicans, Democrats, or what have you. No, it should be constitutional, should be constitutional, should be constitutional. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Bertini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. What was that? Oh, anyway. Joe Bertini, your host. And look, you guys send me stuff. I try to read it real quick because I don't want to get in trouble. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I was telling you about the Josh Riley. He's an attorney. Former Capitol Hill staffer. He's running for the New York 19th District. Talking about how, you know, the D.C. Democrat establishment is out of touch. And this is not new. So what are we going to change? You know, a lot of these candidates will get up and complain about stuff. Now, I get it. It's irritating. I run for office, too. I'm running for office again. And it's irritating because people have preconceived notions of how things run, how things work. And sometimes they feel like they can't make a change. And sometimes they get a little overzealous. But even in all of that, you've got to make sure that you've got the truth. And you don't play with the truth. And you make sure you're telling people the truth. Okay? Riley went on and said the reality is that if he were to show up and say, hey, talking points in the conversation he had with folks around the kitchen table, he would lose all credibility. See, they don't want to hear from the kitchen table people. They don't want to hear from your buddies in the subway that you were talking to on the way to work. Or guys that you had coffee with. Or you play softball or baseball with. Right? They only want to hear what DC wants you to hear. Wants you to spread. Wants you to talk about. Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee Chair, Representative Sean Maloney. He's pushing a narrative that doesn't appear to line up with reality at all. Inflation hit 9.1% last month, and the most recent economic numbers show a second consecutive contraction. That puts the, by all previous encounters, previous shots at presidents or what have you, economic shots, we're in a recession. They would be ripping Trump apart over this, even before it actually got there. But the White House now, as now, yeah, I'm going to say it. 13 years ago, I said this. Stop letting them define the words. Stop. Because they're going to take control by redefining these words. I've been saying that for over a decade now. And now the White House is doing what? They're trying to redefine, reimagine, what a recession is. Now, Maloney of New York, he's pushed Democrat claims that the economy is actually doing well. Cranking right along. The rising inflation numbers, people not working, that doesn't mean anything. Even in the face of these numbers, Maloney's leadership has been questioned by his own party. Bragged about giving his talking points to the party frontliners. Now, for those of you who don't know, frontliners, you know, they're the members that the party puts out front to keep speaking. They're well known. Now, the frontliners who are left and members of Congress right now, they're defending, they're battle-tested, they're doing their work, they're getting the votes right, they're bringing home a historic infrastructure bill that'll really screw the American populace. Really. Again, this has been going on for decades. When are you going to stop it? When are you and I going to stop it? Put it that way. Now, I don't include myself in that a lot because you hear me every night speaking to it, and then I go out and do it. Look, I do this job. I believe I help other candidates win their seats. I go out and win my own seat. Right? I'm a school board trustee. I'm on a board of education for some of you in other areas who don't understand the trustee thing. Right? So I'm doing all this stuff. It doesn't make me better or more special than you. But I'm doing what I'm asking you to do. I'm doing what we're supposed to be doing. Now, if you don't want to go do this yourself, then help somebody win a seat. Donate to them. Donate your time. Donate your dollars. And you don't have to have big dollars. I always say the same thing. You get 1,000 people to do $5 a piece, that's $5,000. That's a couple of ads, but there's a lot of things. So they got a lot of talk about outperforming the president, right? He's doing so well. The economy really is up in double digits. It's good. They got all these talking points that have no basis of fact in them anywhere. You've got a vulnerable Democrat, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. She calls Maloney's meddling in the GOP primary strange decision. Right now, what they're doing, this is like the first time I've really seen this done. Now, it might be the first time they've been caught doing it. I don't know. But the Democrats now, they start putting money into candidates they want to see win because they know their candidate can beat that one. So if Republicans have three candidates running, candidate A, B, and C, but B is beatable by the Democrat candidate, The Democrats will throw money in to make sure that B wins, or try to make sure that B wins. It's just amazing. So this is, they're willing to do anything to win. You saw they got caught last year, was it last year? When Joey B won and they had a special election for the two senators. And you saw that the Democrats are having people call from all over the country, making calls to Georgia. And the people on the phone that were calling the Georgia voters were lying to them. And they knew they were lying. They even talked to them. They got caught in video. So if the electorate as a whole seems to have no problem with lying, can't really grasp truth, if you would, then this is the kind of government we're going to get. And you guys that stay home, you don't do anything to help push, to help talk about. How many of you get have a close friend or somebody you know and trust close by you that puts out a list of who to vote for that you trust? Not just Uncle Frank who kind of threw the list together. When you get that list, how many of you send that up to people? And if you don't, why not? And don't give it as, well, I don't want to influence anybody. I don't want. No, no. If they're your friends and you know these people are right for the job, the ones you're voting for, what are you waiting for? Just ask you, what are you waiting for? Anyway, I'm not suggesting that we as Republicans do the same thing by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm suggesting we start playing like they do. I'm suggesting that, you know, you've heard me say this before, we play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and they're using guerrilla warfare. How do you win that? Right? Anyway, and we can make fun of, we can call them out all we want to. Their side is not listening. No, come on, really. Their side's not listening. Their voters, their constituency, the people involved in that party at that level are not listening. So apparently, you can't. It's, all right, here's a perfect example for me. You can't keep talking to atheists and quote them a scripture, you know, chapter and verse to prove that God exists because they don't believe in God. They don't believe the scripture belongs to God. So it's not really the way they go about it. And this is what these people are doing. So get involved and get engaged in local politics. I know you're tired of, you know, you're tired of hearing me say it. You can either get involved and you'll feel better about it, and then you'll go, "Well, he's not talking to me. I'm already involved. Good." Or actually get off your butt and do something. This is ridiculous. In California, 30% of Republicans got off their butt and voted in the primary. That deal that went down in Kentucky last night about changing the amendment, changing their constitution, that wasn't a win for the pro-abortion people. No, really, it showed you that we don't get out and fight. We are a lot of talk. Keyboards are nice. You got them on Facebook. Did you get up and go out? Did you tell your friends? The Democrats showed up in record numbers that they haven't seen before. Where were we? No, we thought we had the win at SCOTUS, and it's over. People, it's not over. It's one minor battle. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. I'm back tomorrow. You want some more punishment? Come on back.